Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Wander into a Moscow courtyard, and you'll often come across creepy-looking creatures and characters made of rusty metal tubes, bits of wood, or an old washing machine, perhaps. These were put together not by stingy officials, but by the inhabitants of the nearby buildings. With its striking simplicity, this kind of grassroots street art is a uniquely Russian phenomenon, but it may be on the brink of vanishing forever. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov reports.
This is a typical Moscow courtyard. Well, basically, it's just a large piece of no man's land between blocks of flats. There's a couple of benches, a busy playground, and some inevitable construction in the background. But here's something rather special.
It's like dragon made by tires, big tires, colorful tires, and it's very unusual for me.
This dragon made of used car tires is part of a unique nationwide phenomenon, something called ЖКХ art, or municipal art. And the person I'm talking to is Polina Sokolova, a Moscow design student who has recently written a book about it.
What sort of things are you talking about in the book?
I talk about this phenomenon, ЖКХ art in Russian. Is it art or is it just socio-cultural phenomenon?
So what is it?
It's like, I think, street interventions, but made not by street artists. It's made by just simple people who live in this place and want to bring something colorful in their life.
We'll hear more from Polina in just a moment, but first, a bit of backtracking. That sort of simplistic street art emerged in the dying days of the Soviet Union, at a time when its cities were growing fast, but municipal funds were scarce. And so people decided to take matters into their own hands. They'd take whatever odds and ends they had lying around and make something out of them. A dragon, perhaps, but usually something like a swan or a group of fairy tale characters, and stick it next to their building. Anything to make their often rather drab surroundings more livable.
But do you think that these objects make this city better?
We have to say that these things are not in the center of our town. Moscow is a big town with lots of regions where live rich people, for example, and regions where live people who have lots of free time, don't have work, and they try to make something beautiful, not in the center of our town.
The reason Polina mentions this is because in the past few years, Moscow has been undergoing a massive facelift. Entire streets are being dug up and recobbled, and crucially, those spaces between apartment blocks are also finally getting official attention. So far, this renovation work has been largely limited to Moscow's central districts, but gradually, it's edging towards more outlying places. And this might mean the end for ЖКХ art as we know it. A last word from Polina Sokolova.
People in government try to destroy this phenomenon now, but I think that it's usual that art is dying, and just we can now say that street art in Moscow exactly is not urban. It's like Russian items like flags and
propaganda.
Yes. But ЖКХ art isn't propaganda, and I think that it will be destroyed maybe in 30 years.
For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And thanks to Alexei Korolyov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.